Bears week continues as the Packers get set to take on the Chicago Bears. Another Sunday night game. The last time we saw this team, Brian, was on Sunday night as we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Did not go so well last time.
Yeah, against the New Orleans Saints, the Packers certainly struggled, and they had their injury issues that game in the secondary. Morgan Burnett, Sam Shields missed the game, and you know, predictably, perhaps, they struggled against Drew Brees, who looked out of his mind, and the Saints so good, being so good at the Superdome, that they come away with a loss, but looking to turn things around this week.
Couple of injuries coming out of that one. Rodgers was kind of banged up with that hamstring, but he has made it clear a few times now when people have had the chance to talk to him this week that he is fine. He feels fine. The offensive line, though, a little banged up. You have injuries to T.J. Lang and Josh Sitton, both who have not practiced yet this week, both who realistically could miss the game on Sunday. Are the Packers... are they even able? Do they even have healthy bodies on that offensive line to even do a little patch job Sunday?
This is definitely the story of the week here, because Josh Sitton and T.J. Lang, Sitton with a toe injury and Lang with an ankle injury, both apparently have torn ligaments. Now, they're not such, you know, big injuries that they're going to be lost for the season or anything, but their status is in question for this game, which leaves you worried about the Packers' offensive line. The first time the Packers played the Bears this season, they didn't have to face two guys on the defensive line who are arguably two of the best players on the team, Jared Allen, a longtime Packers nemesis, and Jeremiah Ratliff at defensive tackle. These guys are pretty darn good. And if the Packers have to go with kind of an inexperienced interior offensive line, that's going to be hurtful to them. You're looking at J.C. Treader, who was just activated off injured reserve earlier this week when the Packers released Derek Sherrod. He might have to play one of those positions. Lane Taylor, who stepped in for Lang last week and struggled, he might have to play. So this is the story of the week, and definitely one of the bigger things the Packers will have to worry about.
Packers, Bears, again, Sunday night football once more this season. We've got it for you on K107.1. Our coverage will begin at 5 p.m., and the game will start around 7:30. Again, K107.1 on your FM radio dial. Now, this Bears game, there's a little... The Packers-Bears game that we've had the last few years have been... they've been high-quality games. There's been a lot on the line. This time, there's still, you know, something to play for by all means. The Bears, though, a little downtrodden. They're not winning. There's kind of some fighting in the locker room. Is this a Bears team that is even capable of coming up to Lambeau Field on a Sunday night and getting a victory?
You know, I think the motivation of going and getting a win on the road against a longtime rival, for one thing, the longest rivalry in the NFL with the Packers, and on top of that, just being primetime national television, I think the Bears will be up for this game, seeing as they're healthier than they were the first time around, and you know, they can definitely give the Packers a test. I mean, all it would take for the Bears is one big victory like this, and then they're feeling pretty good about themselves, so I definitely don't expect them to roll over. But it is a team that's had its issues, in the locker room and, you know, just getting off to a losing record at 3-5 to start the year. Things aren't rosy in Chicago, but at least the motivation is there, at least for this week, to turn things around.
I think because I'm a Packer fan, I've talked myself into feeling good about this game. If I was just some radio schmuck in, like, Alabama, that just casually followed the NFL, I probably would take the Bears, because I think they need it more. But then, as a Packer fan, you know, obviously I want to see my team win. And it's that stat. What are they, 7-1 under McCarthy after the bye? That has helped me convince myself even further that, yeah, the Packers should be able to win this one.
Yeah, not only that statistic, which is rather impressive, but on top of that, I mean, just look at the history of the Packers' success against Jay Cutler. They force him into turnovers, multiple turnovers, almost every time they face him. He has such a hard time winning. And it's only going to be harder going into Lambeau Field in front of a crowd that should be in a frenzy for a primetime night game where there's a lot of tailgating earlier in the day, and you know what that causes people to do. So, it's not going to be easy for these Bears by any means. I think the Packers can come away with a victory.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joining us here on K107.1, where you'll also be able to find the game on Sunday night. The coverage starts at 5, the pregame at 7:30. This will be the first game for Mike McCarthy since he got his contract extended. Is there any plausible reason why that was a bad move by the organization? I can't think of one.
If there is, I can't think of it either. He's had so much success over the years between a Super Bowl championship and a conference championship. And, I mean, he's gone to 6 straight playoff appearances. I mean, maybe he's not in the same category as Bill Belichick, but I can't find another, coach in the NFL who, maybe there's a handful you'd rather have. But, I mean, the guy's in place. You don't move on from that by any means. So, yeah, the Packers made the right move with extending head coach Mike McCarthy. Anybody who is against that, I just don't think is living in reality.
Give me the Brian Caribou prediction of the week.
I'm going with 31-20 with the Packers winning, although I think maybe that last 7 points comes late in the game, late in the fourth quarter, which could make it a very close game up until that point. Winning by 11 points sounds like a lot, but if it's only 4 heading into late in the fourth quarter, you're maybe a little worried. So, but that's what I got for the final score. Packers win.
I like it. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks as always for your time. We'll wrap it up with you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caribou again. Find his work at CheeseheadTV.com.